My first question is, which sports do you play at North Duplin?
I play basketball and softball.
Of those two sports, do you have a main sport or a favorite sport, or is it like you like them both equally type of thing?
I probably play the best at softball. I love softball. I've played it ever since I was a child, since I was like four. But I enjoy basketball, enjoy the game. I'm not that good at it, but I enjoy it because it's fun. Something fun for me to do.
Awesome. Well, I guess we'll stick with softball for a little bit since you've been playing that the longest. Did you always want to play it in high school? Did you have a sibling that played it, parent that played it? What got you into playing softball in high school?
So I have an older brother. He's been really active. He graduated from North Duplin. He's always played baseball. My daddy played men's softball, baseball growing up. So I've always been around it. I've had like all of my female cousins, they've played softball. And, like, all of my friendships that I have, my close friendships, we've grown up together playing ball. Like, me and one of my best friends, like, that's how we met each other. We played rec ball together in Calypso. It's just always been, like, a part of my life. So, it's really important to me.
So, then, what was it like to lose last season? I imagine devastating. It might be an understatement.
Yeah, it was really hard, actually. I'm so dramatic. I'm really emotional. So, when he told us we were practicing, he said, so ladies, this is going to be our last one for a while. And I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, COVID, like what even is COVID? We had just heard about it. And he's like, well, our season's canceled. And I started to cry. I was like, it's my junior season. And I mean, I knew that we had a good team last year. We have a great team this year. Like I knew that we had a big year ahead of us and then it just got taken away. So I was really hurt. And I know a lot of the girls were. So it was devastating. It was just like a kick in the gut. Like, are you serious? Really? They're canceling it? But this year is made up for it, for sure.
Well, yeah, so let's talk a bit about this season. What has this season been like? I imagine roller coaster from the very beginning of not knowing if we're going to have a season to having a season to now going undefeated and winning the conference. I imagine, like I said, I imagine it's been a bit of a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, I think it's every senior's dream to go to state championships undefeated. Their senior year after having something like COVID happen, it's great because you're right. I didn't even know if we were going to play softball. And so I was worried that, like, I'm not even going to have a senior season, you know? But we have, and it's the best one I've had by far. Like, any sport I've played, I have enjoyed the season so well because I like the roller coaster of emotions. I like the competition, and I like, you know, knowing that we're going to get somewhere. And if it's a battle, that's okay because we can get through it. And I really love it. I mean, I love it.
So then what did it mean to, I guess, go through all this and now, you know, still undefeated, finish the regular season undefeated, and win the conference? You know, what does all that mean to you?
It means a lot to me because, I mean, I'm really proud. I'm not only proud of my team, but I'm proud of how we work together. I'm proud of our coaches. I'm proud of our school. And I'm proud of, like, you know, everybody, the younger girls who've come up and have had to, like, start and play positions and not really play with any of us before. I think it's a big deal. It's really important. I mean, it's great to have this opportunity. Senior year, definitely.
As a senior, did you feel the need to, like, kind of step up and be a leader this season, especially with the younger players, right?
Yeah, for sure. They're always going to be looking at you, looking at how you act. That's just something that is a given. They're going to be like, oh, I want to be like you. Like, okay, that's something. I try to tell everybody it's cool to be nice. Like, being nice to people is probably one of the biggest things. One of the biggest deals, like, to me, because I feel like if you have a good personality and you respect other people, it's going to take you a lot further than anything else. Mm-hmm. So that's what I try to be like to the girls. Like, when we get down, I'm like, hey, y'all get up. It's fine. Like, it's not the end of the world. We can get through this. Just, you know, keep your head up. Because if they see you, like, a bad mouth of somebody or acting rude, it's really important to be a good role model for them. Because then, when you leave, they can keep that going on. And then that's the one thing about North Duplin is that everybody has a great attitude. I've never heard one coach be rude or ugly, especially on the softball team. I love all my coaches, and I respect every one of them. Because they have showed me how to be a good athlete and be a good person while, you know, practicing in sports.
What was it like to clinch the conference, especially against a team like Princeton?
It was great. I mean, beating Princeton twice at their place and, like, with no hesitation is the best feeling ever because, you know, when they got those two runs on us, we didn't get down. We took it for what it was worth. We went with it, you know. And I think pressure is always good. Honestly, I would rather have play a team who put so much pressure on us than a team who's not going to give us any because it builds our skill. It just builds everything for the team, helps us work better together, show us how we work under pressure because I feel like that's what really makes a team. Is being able to handle things when it gets hard. You know, not everything is going to be easy. That goes for life, too. Life is not always going to be easy. So it's good to be able to work through things and get through it when it's hard.
Absolutely. And then, so are you part of any other like clubs? You have a job outside of school, or is it just sports in school?
I do work, and I'm part of like the FCA. I'm an FC leader. I went to FCA camp last, or the year before last, and now I'm a trained leader for that. I'm a host of club, beta club, the herpetology science. I'm in a bunch of clubs in North Dublin. Anyone you can be in, I'm in it. And I also sell strawberries for bottles on the weekends, and then I work at Mimi's Boutique through the week. So that's usually I go to work every day from like 9 to 2, and then I go to practice from 3 to 5, and then I go home and do homework. So it's busy all the time for me.
Well, there you go. So when you're doing all these things, is it difficult for you to balance these things? I imagine being a senior, you've managed to find the routine for yourself.
Yeah, I think COVID really opened a lot of doors for me, and being able to work with my own schedule. During COVID, I did work more, and I still had online classes because I take college classes as well. So I had that to deal with, but I feel like managing my time, I mean, it's a skill that I've developed over time. And I think it's a good one to have, because then when life comes, you're going to be able to do it. I feel like, you know, working and going to practice and then doing homework really helps you build a skill with time management. And I think that's really important. But it's been hard, but it's been good. It's been worth it. It's always worth it.